The Apostle Paul spent 18 months with the Corinthians, teaching and training and discipling, guiding them, showing them patience, kindness, and love, the tenderness of a mother, the wisdom of a father, and the glory of God. And now, just a short time after he had departed, they were acting a fool, taking one another to court, questioning the Apostle Paul's authority, and gladly allowing willful, blatant sinfulness to run wild in the church. All of this news and more finally reached the apostle's ears. What would he do? He spent 18 months with them. He had seen tremendous growth. He had laid out for them a course, a path of discipleship. God had proven to be among that church, and now they were treating the gospel of God, the honor of God, as such a little thing. Yes, of course, their culture was corrupt and immoral. I mean, you couldn't walk down the city streets without your eyes being confronted with every type of vice. Sailors stumbling around the streets drunk, women lurching over the men, street sides trying to sell their wares and make a quick buck off of you. Your ears would be filled with the coarsest and most disturbing talk of immorality. And there's no way you could deny the idolatrous worship of athletes, as every 2 years, the best of them would come to town to participate in the Isthmian Games, which was second only to the Olympic Games. But at least there was the Corinthian church, right? An outpost of the kingdom of heaven, the people of God who were to exhibit the holiness of God. But you didn't even have to peer behind the curtain to be let down by this church. They had brought their dirty laundry into the public arena. So what would Paul say to this church? And what would Paul say to us? Because we're not far removed from the corruptness and the greed of that culture. In fact, we can find far too many traces of the world in our churches. The idolatry of present-day things, the hidden immoralities that you think no one else knows about, or at least won't rat you out about, the coarse, unfit talk at your work, the drunkenness, the lust, all of it emanating from a people that are to be the outpost of the kingdom of God. So what would Paul say to us? Well, we know what he would say. It's written for us in 1 Corinthians, and you need to join us on Thursday to find out more. But don't forget about Worldview Wednesday tomorrow, and don't forget that we are to walk with Jesus day by day. Today, when you pray, please pray for Kendra Barnett, one of our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Pangwa Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.